Hello, and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, and we start, as always, with local news. Ultium Cells in Spring Hill successfully shipped its first battery cells to its customer, General Motors. This milestone represents the culmination of 2.5 years of work, according to an Ultium press release issued on Monday. This moment has been years in the making, and I'm grateful to the thousands of contractors, community partners, and team members who have worked tirelessly to make this moment a reality, plant director Chris DeSottle said. We've built a great team here in Spring Hill, and we're proud of this world-class facility, he said. The facility, which spans a half mile along Highway 31 between Spring Hill and Columbia, will continue to produce millions of battery cells for GM's Ultium platform electric vehicles, including the Cadillac Lyriq, produced at GM's neighboring Spring Hill assembly plant. Shipments to other GM plants will increase in volume and frequency as the plant commissions additional production lines. Tennessee creates incredible synergies by combining the operational expertise of GM and the validated state-of-the-art battery processes and equipment technology of LG Energy Solution to make benchmark battery cells for our customer, General Motors, Young Duke Kim, regional director dispatched from LG Energy Solution, said. Ultium Cells continues to seek well-qualified applicants to join the company's launch team. Interested applicants can visit www.ultiumcell.com to learn more about Ultium Cells or apply for career openings. Spring Hill is Ultium Cells' second battery cell manufacturing plant to reach regular production after the Warren, Ohio plant, which started regular production in November of 2022. The approximately $2.6 billion, 2.8 million square foot facility is projected to be fully operational by 2025, with a workforce of up to 1,700 workers. Spring Hill Public Library presented its annual report to the Board of Mayor and Aldermen, addressing the facility nearing its capacity for space, while also being short-staffed and growing in memberships. Library Director Dana Giroux presented the annual report Monday. Giroux shared many examples of how, while Spring Hill's library maintains a level 5 status, or a library that serves a population greater than 50,000, it falls below the state standards in many areas. For example, Spring Hill's library space is approximately 17,000 square feet, while other Tennessee level 5 libraries in cities like Johnson City, Kingsport, and Brentwood, and others range between 26,000 and 55,000, with some also being multiple stories in height. If we had the square footage that some of these other libraries have, there's no doubt we would have things like HOA meetings in our facility, more scout troops, Giroux said. We would have more businesses using our makerspace and our other areas. Staffing also falls below the standards, which requires 15 and a half full-time or equivalent employees. Spring Hill currently has 12, lacking 2 full-time clerks, as well as 1 full-time computer maintenance and training person. This has prompted library staff to find a solution by requesting 2 new self-checkout stations for members to curb the staffing shortage, as well as 10 laptops for computer instruction. There's also a need for additional shelving, which Giroux said is, quote, at its capacity. The additional shelving gives us one last row because it's all that we can fit, Giroux said. After that, ADA would have a problem with us not leaving space for wheelchairs to get through and carts and strollers. We no longer have room for new materials that the public is demanding, she said. While square footage, daily visits, and employee numbers remain at the bottom when it comes to Level 5 libraries, Spring Hill ranks among the top for circulation. According to data presented on Monday, Spring Hill ranks third with 365,067 items checked out annually, behind Brentwood at 465,479 and Johnson City at 507,940. Even though we have fewer people come in, we are the homeschool library, Giroux said. They check out up to 30 items a week, and we process all of those that come in and come out. It's quite a dramatic number there, she said. And those numbers are just physical circulation, not including online transactions and other services the library provides. This includes more than 365,000 print, DVD, audio, and CD checkouts, as well as 115,171 ebook, e-audio, and streaming checkouts in 2023. Additional services include rentals of Wi-Fi hotspots, computers, video games, memory kits for those experiencing dementia, and even a car charger in the event customers might need a jump. It happens more than you would expect, Giroux said. These services amounted to 5,177 checkouts last year. Another aspect of the library Giroux touched on was its services and programs for early childhood learning. This is another area she hopes to grow as the city's population increases, and that while space is definitely a need, providing a well-rounded education program to future generations is also a testament. Early literacy is, of course, our bread and butter, our children, our homeschool community, she said. Our targets are providing programs for literacy from birth all the way from baby time to high school, she said. This includes programs like partnering with the Boys and Girls Club to visit schools and provide tutoring for students struggling with reading skills. The future of the Spring Hill Public Library has been a major topic for many years amongst the Board of Mayor and Aldermen in a search to address its expansion needs, at one point being considered for relocation to the Northfield Development Center building. When it came time to discuss Monday's presentation, board members seemed in support of the requests, given that it would provide a solution of some kind, even if it isn't the ultimate goal of having a new building. Alderman Matt Fitterer suggested the notion of implementing a fee for members who are not Spring Hill residents, which is typical in other libraries, while locals would generate funding via local property taxes. The library does currently charge a $25 membership fee, but only to residents outside Williamson and Murray counties, Giroux said. Fitterer said it's a suggestion he has made in the past but was never adopted, and that the library board should revisit the idea. I know the level 5 is based on the population you serve, not necessarily the population of the city, because I think we know we have a lot of people outside of the city limits who come and use the public library, Fitterer said. That's fine, and I think it's fair to welcome in, but I also think it's fair to ask them to help financially support the library and the services they are paying that they are not paying for through property taxes, he said. Alderman John Canapari said the non-resident fee would likely only generate the $26,000 Williamson County currently allots each year, and so might not be the best solution. Canapari concluded saying, part of the library's continued progress has been through straying away from cost increases, while also having employees working overtime to remain within the annual budget. The main goal should remain in the design and progress in creating a larger, more modern facility to meet the state standards, as well as fall in line with the other Level 5 state libraries. This includes a design proposal to be included in the upcoming fiscal budget, which will go before the Board of Mayor and Aldermen in June. It's coming. A new building is coming, as long as I'm sitting here, Canapari said. I'm going to keep an eye on the budget, he said. Yesterday, fast-paced urgent care clinic opened in Spring Hill. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy stopped by the ribbon cutting and spoke to Cynthia Stevens, fast-paced regional director, and physician's assistant Taylor Dodson to learn more about the services they provide.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio, and this morning I'm in Spring Hill at a ribbon cutting celebrating the grand opening of Fast Pace Health Urgent Care Clinic, a new clinic here. And I'm speaking with Cynthia Stevens, the regional director for Middle Tennessee for Fast Pace, and also Taylor Dodson, the PA here who is the urgent care provider. Congratulations, very exciting. Tell us about the services y'all provide at Fast Pace. Cynthia, you want to take that one?
Hi, Mary. Thank you. Yes. So at the Spring Hill location, we do offer our urgent care services. We also do behavioral health and can do telehealth out of our Spring Hill location. At Fast Pace, we do have orthopedic care, dermatology care, primary care, and physical therapy and occupational health that we can refer from our Spring Hill location.
That is absolutely amazing. That's virtually anything that a patient might need. And Taylor, tell us about your days and hours of operation.
We are open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturdays, 8 to 6, and Sundays, 1 to 5.
That is super convenient. And what's the best way to schedule an appointment at Fast Pace Health?
They can go online to fastpacehealth.com and reserve a scheduled appointment time, or you can walk in at any time that we're open.
Well, that is super convenient. Cynthia, tell us about this location.
The Spring Hill location is located at 3813 Old Port Royal Road North. It is next door to Waffle House and across from Walgreens. We do have over 270 locations for FastPace in 7 states, so you can find us in a nearby area and come visit us soon.
That's amazing. Super convenient, right off the interstate, right off Saturn Parkway. Well, congratulations. I know y'all are going to be a huge asset to the community. Again, this is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
Recently, over 150 high school students participated in Columbia State Community College's annual high school competition when students from 9 Southern Middle Tennessee high schools competed in different academic areas, including creative writing, vocal performance, algebra, and sociology. We had a fantastic turnout for the 2024 high school competition, with students representing 9 schools and 6 counties in our service area, said Daniel Kelly. The competitors performed exceptionally well and impressed our faculty judges with their abilities, knowledge, and talents. Thanks to our faculty and staff volunteers, this annual event was a tremendous success, he said. Dating back to the 1980s, the competition continues to focus on humanities disciplines and has since added math components. Hippies and Cowboys, rock and roll band out of Music City, is set to perform at the Mule House at 8 p.m. on Friday. Tickets are $20 and $25. The band has performed at Pilgrimage Music Fest, appeared in People magazine, and is building a following at Kid Rock's in Nashville. In May, they opened for the popular southern rock band Blackberry Smoke. With lead singer Aaron Sparling, 26, the band just launched a live album recorded at Fox and Locke, where they were first noticed at the venue's legendary open mic night. Hippies and Cowboys are currently recording a studio album of newly written songs, along with a couple of surprise rock standards, according to a press release. The sound is a cross between country and southern rock and soul, the release says. They will also perform at Bristol Rhythm and Roots Reunion and will be back by popular demand at Pilgrimage Festival in Franklin. For more information, visit www.hippiesandcowboysband.com. Murray Regional Health Athletic Trainers will host a coaches clinic for all sports coaches in the area to learn more about preparing athletes for their season. The clinic will be held April 13th at 9 a.m. at the Murray Regional Annex, which is across the street from Murray Regional Medical Center, located at 1223 Trotwood Avenue in Columbia. It is meant for coaches of any age group, youth, middle school, high school, college, or volunteer, or for anyone else who wants to learn about coaching, leadership, athletic safety, and more. A group of speakers are slated to present, including Brigadier General Stephen Turner, Assistant Adjutant General with the Tennessee Army National Guard, who will present on leadership, ownership, and mentorship. Dr. Aaron Kane Nielsen, a specialist in internal medicine and pediatrics with Murray Regional Medical Group Primary Care and Pediatrics, will present on nutrition and hydration. Andrea Bain, a physical therapist with Murray Regional Medical Center, will present on proper warm-up techniques and injury prevention. And Amanda Cothran, the stroke, trauma, and chest pain center coordinator for Murray Regional Medical Center, will present on pre-hospital management of athletic injuries. After the speaker session, CPR training will be provided for anyone interested. It will not serve as a certification course, though it will count towards bronze-level CPR AED training for the Tennessee Safe Stars Act. Coaches from Murray County Public Schools will also receive in-service credit for attending. The clinic is free to attend. Registration is not required, but anyone attending is asked to RSVP by emailing dhightower@murrayregional.com. Murray the Mule is lost in Murray County, and we need your help to find him. Find Murray the Mule hidden in businesses across Murray County for a chance to win $500 and other great prizes. Murray Alliance's annual Where's Murray the Mule Shop Local Passport Adventure is happening now. The rules are simple. Pick up a passport, find Murray the Mule hidden in as many businesses as possible, and turn your passport in at the Murray Alliance office by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 9th. Share your adventure on social media using hashtag Murray the Mule so everyone can follow along. This year's event was made possible by the generosity of Harmon Scrap Metal in Columbia. Harmon Scrap Metal is a premier scrap metal recycling company and has been family-owned and operated since 1985. You can learn more by visiting www.harmonscrapmetal.com. Murray County Clerk's Office can now help residents with renewals of license plates or placards each Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Murray County Senior Citizen Center located at 1020 Murray County Park Drive. Please drive around the back of the building and look for the car tag renewal sign near the back door. Forms of payment include credit card, debit card, or check. No cash will be accepted at this location. Any Murray County resident can use this office. All other transactions will still need to be done through the main office located at 10 Public Square in Columbia. Also, you can renew online by visiting www.tncountyclerk.com or at kiosks in Spring Hill City Hall or Mount Pleasant Courthouse. Hosted by the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation and presented by First Farmers and Merchant Bank, the annual Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot will take place on Saturday, April 6th at Riverwalk Park in Columbia. Proceeds from the 2024 Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot provide funding for Murray Regional Health's Mobile Medical Unit, which delivers healthcare services to at-risk and underserved individuals throughout southern Middle Tennessee by providing basic health screenings, education, and resources. A portion of the proceeds from the Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot will also support the Foundation's Wellness and Aquatic Center Healthy Living Endowment and the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department. In addition, the Murray County School with the most participation in the event will receive a donation to their PE program from the Foundation. The Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot is a great tradition for both Murray County and the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation that helps support our mission of providing important healthcare services for individuals who may not otherwise be able to obtain care, Foundation Executive Director Joe Kilgore said. We're excited to host the Mule Kick 5K and look forward to an exciting race, he said. On Saturday, April 6th, the race will begin at Riverwalk Park in Columbia with an 8 a.m. start time for the 5K and a 9:15 start time for the 1 Mile Trot. Both runners and walkers are encouraged to participate. Participants may register for the race online by visiting www.runsignup.com/MuleKick5K. First Farmers is pleased to continue our ongoing partnership with the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation for this year's Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot. We are proud to support the vital work of the foundation, which exemplifies our dedication to fostering well-being in our region, said Brian K. Williams, chairman and CEO of First Farmers. In addition to presenting sponsor First Farmers and Merchants Bank, sponsorships ranging from $350 to $2,500 are still available for those who are interested in marketing exposure at the event. For additional information, contact the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation at 931-381-1111, extension 1012. To learn more about the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation, the Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot, or to make a direct gift in support of the Mobile Medical Unit Fund, visit www.murrayregional.com/foundation. For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have some rain showers today with increasing winds for the afternoon. Thunderstorms are possible. The high will be around 55 degrees today with winds out of the west at 20 to 30 miles per hour. The chance of rain, 50%. Tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies and a low near 40. Winds will continue out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Are you a homeowner looking to unlock the potential of your home equity? Explore a home equity loan with First Farmers. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and we would like to invite you to access funds with a home equity loan. For home improvements, invest in education, or simplify your finances, you can make your dreams a reality with the power of your home equity. Get started today. Apply online at myfirstfarmers.com or call to speak with one of our team specialists at 1-800-882-8378. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Maury County Mayor Sheila Butt, and I want to welcome you to one of the most fun and exciting weeks in Columbia in Maury County, known as the Mule Capital of the World. This year's Mule Day events have evolved from Breeders' Day, which was a one-day livestock show and mule marketing event in the 1840s. It has now become an almost week-long celebration that begins with a wagon train and includes craft shows, old-fashioned log pulling, bluegrass music, a nationally recognized state auctioneer contest, a liar's contest, and a Mule Day parade on Saturday at 11. All of this and more is presided over by a lovely Mule Day queen and her court. In Maury County, we value our community traditions and faith, family, and freedom. We also have a strong team of people here pulling together. We're Team Maury, and we're glad you're here. Make yourself at home and enjoy the festivities with all of us.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Coffee County Mayor Judd Matheny was found dead at his home Tuesday morning, just 1 week shy of his 54th birthday. The Tullahoma Police Department said officers were sent to a home on the 1900 block of East Lincoln Street to investigate a possible death. When they arrived, they found Matheny dead at the home. No cause of death was released. Matheny had been mayor of Coffee County since September of 2022. Before that, he was a state representative for the districts of Coffee, Grundy, and Warren counties. The police department issued the following statement on Matheny's death. The Tullahoma Police Department expresses its deepest condolences on the passing of Coffee County Mayor Judd Matheny. Our hearts go out to his family, friends, and constituents during this difficult time. Mayor Matheny dedicated his life to serving our community, both as a successful businessman, farmer, and as a committed public servant. His leadership and dedication will be sorely missed by all who knew him. Multiple Tullahoma and Coffee County lawmakers who worked with Matheny have since issued statements on their former colleague's passing, from the state to local levels. State Senator Janice Bowling said she joined those in mourning. "I join with public servants from across the state in expressing our shock, loss, and grief in learning of the untimely passing of our friend Judd Matheny. Prayers for his family as they walk through this time of loss." House Minority Leader Karen Camper, who served with Matheny in the State House, issued the following statement. "It was an honor to serve with him. We worked together on the first ever expungement bill in the Tennessee General Assembly. He signed on to be a co-sponsor, and when I had to leave to tend to a family emergency, he presented the bill on the House floor and got it passed. Even though we were on different sides of the aisle, we were able to come together to do what was right for the citizens of Tennessee. My sincere prayers and condolences go out to his family," she said. The investigation has since been handed over to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, according to officials. TBI confirmed they were investigating at the request of the 14th Judicial District Attorney General Craig Northcott in a statement to News 2, saying an autopsy will be conducted and the investigation remains active and ongoing. A TBI spokesperson said they were working with both the DA's office and Tullahoma Police on the death investigation. Gas prices across the state continue to fluctuate over last week, but fortunately, the moves in pricing were more favorable for drivers. Gas prices fell 3 cents on average over last week. The Tennessee gas price average is now $3.15, which is 14 cents more expensive than 1 month ago, but 6 cents less expensive than 1 year ago. Here's some quick facts. 76% of Tennessee gas prices have prices below $3.25. Tennessee is the fifth least expensive market in the nation. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Don't let pain keep you out of the game. Murray Regional Physical Therapy's experienced team of therapists can help you recover from surgery, injury, or illness by designing a plan that meets your unique needs. We utilize state-of-the-art equipment and proven techniques to help you get back to doing the things you love. Schedule a consultation at any of our convenient Southern Middle Tennessee locations by calling 931-380-4014. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Cirque du Soleil and Universal Music Group Nashville are excited to present Song Blazers, an innovative country-themed show written and directed by Amy Tinkham. This dynamic theatrical production pays tribute to the legendary and modern trailblazers of country music, charting the journey of two main characters as they forge their own path to country recognition. Song Blazers promises an unforgettable experience for audiences. The show will have a seven-city tour kicking off in Nashville at TPAC from July 2nd through July 28th. Tickets are available now. You can get them by visiting www.cirquedusoleil.com/songblazers. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.